Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If spring training is in the air, that also means that memories of Ravinia are welling up inside of us. And we are now joined by the president and CEO of Ravinia, Wells Kaufman. Good morning, Wells.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, and you must be doing fantastic, too, because we can now reveal the magic of Ravinia 2018, kicking off right out of the box with one of WXRT's favorite rock and roll bands of all time. At times, I've called them the greatest bar band in the world. At times, I've just called them the greatest rock and roll band in the world. June 1st, Los Lobos comes to Ravinia, and then we're off and running.
Cool. That's great, yeah. And they're with Los Lonely Boys and Oso Motley, who we've been trying to get to Ravinia for over a decade, a band I really, really love. So it's an exciting triple bill to start our season off.
We also have the Blues and Bayous tour with John Fogerty and ZZ Top, Jackson Browne, and listen to this, Roger Daltrey and Ravinia Festival Orchestra will be playing the rock opera Tommy.
Very exciting to have Daltrey at last. You know, when we got Robert Plant about 8 or 9 years ago with Alison Krauss, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven because I remember every morning at 7 years old, my older brother would be blow-drying his hair to Stairway to Heaven. Now, Roger Daltrey, also a great hairdryer guy, right? But one of the great rock and roll voices, one of the great personas of all time. And to do Tommy, in a year where we've got a Leonard Bernstein 100th birthday celebration, when Lenny wrote Mass, his big musical theater piece, it's based on that whole time when Tommy was written, when Godspell was written, when Hair was written, that sort of tribal rock musical mixing rock and roll with big orchestra, and that's exactly what Tommy is. So yeah, we're thrilled about that. Really, really excited.
You have the preeminent blues guitarist in the world, Buddy Guy, in his hometown area, playing with Johnny Lang, who
with
was once,
Johnny Lang.
Once a child prodigy, now just a prodigy. Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang together on July 8th. How about this? Cake and Ben Folds, August 22nd. And this is almost back-to-back. You get a breather between these two. But Lyle Lovett and his large band returns. I don't think I've ever missed a Lyle Lovett at Ravinia show. It's just such a
They're great, aren't they? It's perfect place for him.
It's such a perfect matchup. Ravinia, the magic of Ravinia with the magic of Lyle Lovett and his large band playing live there. And then this is a special occasion for XRT listeners. John Hind and the Goners featuring Sonny Landreth, the pride of Lafayette, Louisiana, the 30th anniversary of one of XRT's biggest albums, Slow Turning.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So pleased to land that show. We haven't had John for a couple of seasons, so this is a very exciting way to bring him back to us, don't you think? I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am too. And, you know, the word on the street was that he was going to do this 30th anniversary of Slow Turning with the return of Sonny Landreth, who was in his band for some years. And I immediately said, well, where's he playing? When is he coming to Chicago? He's got to be coming to Chicago. When is he coming? And then today I see it on paper, black and white, John Hyatt, 30th anniversary of Slow Turning, coming to Ravinia. You got Jethro Tull by Ian Anderson, 50th anniversary
tour. Can you
believe
it? I know.
That's right.
And he's back-to-back with James Galway, which we don't know if they're going to do something together, but, of course, these great flutists have known each other forever. And we deliberately put Jimmy's concert right next to Ian, and, you know, maybe some alchemy will happen that we're not expecting. I don't know if you know this, we also have Janice Ian coming to us for the first time in a long time. This is her 50th anniversary tour. She's not only an artist, great favorite of mine, it's also Pride Sunday that she's going to be with us June 24th.
Oh, really?
And she was discovered by Leonard Bernstein when she was 16 years old as part of his Young People's Concert. So all sorts of nice ties together there.
Well, beyond the amazing musical lineup and the Ravinia Orchestra and everything else going on, you also have made some serious changes to the look of Ravinia.
We have. We've got our dining pavilion, which opened about a decade ago, which is kind of hard to believe. It seems like it was yesterday. We opened that building up. People loved it. It's sleek. It's glass and mahogany, beautiful restaurants, bars, all that stuff. But it had this kind of hermetically sealed feel to it. It felt like a North Shore country club, quite frankly, you know. And we wanted to open it up, make it more accessible, put in some more small bites and, you know, easy in and out kinds of experiences. So we have the new lawn bar. We've got the treetop restaurant. We've got a completely redesigned marketplace. Our gift shop, our women's board gift shop, which supports our education activities in the Cook County schools and Lake County as well. We're going to double the size of that because they've been so successful, which is thrilling. People are going to love it. More outdoor dining, more upstairs outdoor dining, so people have a view of the park. And for a non-classical show, you can sit and have your meal through the show, listen to the music, have a wonderful meal, be with your friends.
Well,
a different sort of experience.
Makes the perfect sense that the home of alfresco concertizing and dining now has a restaurant that will feel alfresco as well.
Isn't it just fun to say alfresco?
It is. It
sounds like a cop.
It's,
you know?
It's almost my entire Italian vocabulary right there.
Well, that's all you need to know, right? It's
yeah.
Like that. That's, oh, we got Steve Martin and Martin Short speaking of that. Do you remember?
Oh,
the
that's right.
Omelette du fromage. Where he says you can go to France and all you have to be able to say is omelette du fromage. It's the same kind of principle.
You know, those French have a word for everything.
They do. Exactly right. So what are we going to see you first for Los Lobos, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not going to wait. Los Lobos, I remember seeing them first time in Chicago at Biddy Mulligan's in 1984. I got to see them June 1st at Ravinia. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
I'm 93XRT. I've had some great times out there. I've had some great dinners with you in the restaurant.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Is now going to be a little bit al fresco, and everybody's
and more
looking forward
to more to come, and we love XRT. So thanks so much for the time this morning. Much appreciated.
Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great day.
Take care.
Wells Kaufman, President and CEO of Ravinia, joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.